Danielle here from Inspirational Minutes with Danielle. Today's time together again is Inspirational Minutes with Danielle. I'm Danielle and I come from the village, the community called Helping Build Bridges Across .com. I want to first say welcome to many of you. This may be your first time. I just want to say I appreciate you taking a moment to check it out, to see if it vibes with what moves you, what inspires you, what brings gratitude into your life. To learn more about me, I always encourage that whenever someone's speaking into your life or sharing something, you should know where they stand. What is their foundation? What is all of this about? And you can find that out about me at helpingbuildbridgesacross.com, looking under the about, and also the meat of it, the why it's gotten intensified, why things change in such a shift where I'm almost out here everywhere. You can find that under living in my truth. So thank you. And for those of you who have been with me, almost some of you from almost day one, I came online in 2014 in the social media village, and my blog has been around a lot longer than that, because it was always like a sandbox for me, just sharing. You know, you do things that encourage you, that make you feel good. This is why I share this. It encourages me. When I'm encouraging others or inspiring others, it helps me. It does the same for me. It's not like I have it all figured out. I'm not an expert. I don't share answers here. I share a perspective. So I want to put all those things on the table out the gate, okay? So again, Inspirational Minutes with Danielle is about a quote. Now, for those of you who have already experienced my social media village, then you know it's really about quotes and images and words. And so this is no different than that. The difference that we're doing here is I am able to share a little bit more why this quote, what did it mean to me, right? And like any community, a community is filled with many voices, many perspectives. I'm not looking to be an expert. As a matter of fact, I figured out, guys, that during this time along my life, this season of my life, that I don't think I'll ever be an expert in anything. I think I'll always be exercising something. Always. It'll always be a daily exercise. Even when you learn something, you know, you're kind of always exercising it. And I relate to thinking the more I exercise, it becomes a reflex. And it makes a better version of me without me. It's just the fact that I keep putting in the work. I put in the work. And the work for me is living inside out. Peace within. Doesn't mean things don't challenge me. Doesn't mean that I don't get confronted with things. Doesn't mean there's not hard days. I'm human. I have the same things that everybody else would walk through. The difference is that I'm able to look at it and not allow it to reside inside me. I have to do the work. I'm no different. But the difference is I'm looking at it. I'm doing the work, allowing it to stay right here. You got to stay back. I'll do the work. I'll confront it. I'll try to do the things I can do to resolve it. But you cannot reside inside. Because residing inside is where it kind of gets mucky, you know, it kind of gets ugly. Because now it's always in your thoughts. You're always reflecting on it. And I just think perspective is a big thing. I really believe that perspective is almost a treasure. Because your perspective determines your view. And if your view is kind of adjusted all the time to kind of what matters, man, that's huge. All right, so today's quote. So this is all about quotes. Inspirational Minutes with Danielle is about finding a quote and sharing it. I wrote one down, so I want to be sure to share this one with you. Today's quote is, when something bad happens, you have three choices. Let it define you. Let it destroy you. Let it strengthen you. Let's read it again. When something bad happens, you have three choices. Let it define you. Let it destroy you. Let it strengthen you. So let's break those down. When something bad happens. So the first thing, when I saw this quote, when it came across, and I said, you know what hit me right away was something that I believe. When something bad happens. That told me not if something bad happens, but when something bad happens. Now, I will tell you that from every painful place along my journey, from childhood, really, you know, you grow up and you have little experiences. They don't have to be traumatic and mountain-moving experiences. It could be something as simple as somebody as a little kid. You're in, I don't know, third grade on the playground, and someone says, you're stupid. You know, it could be simple things that stay with you, and you work those things out. You don't even know how they come together, but I'm making a point. From a child, you're layering little things. Little people in the storeroom. Something happened to your spouse. Something happened to your significant other. your friendships broke off, your jobs changed, you're unemployed, you see how else, or you had a sickness, you know, you had to relocate. Things kind of build up, right? So when I say when something bad happens, it's not if, it's when. Now, that doesn't mean you look every day you woke up like, okay, what's going to happen bad today? I don't want to bring anxiety to anybody. That's not what this is meant to be. This is trying to express to you that when something bad happens, you're gardening, you're doing the work, you're working your garden, you know? And I think of gardens like, oh, gardens are beautiful. I think of when I'm working a garden and I don't have one, and I don't do it, by the way, no expert here at all. But I like the analogy, I like the thought of it. So a garden to me is like I'm always planting flowers. I'm always deciding where to plant flowers. To me, this is planting a flower. This is sharing. This is planting seeds of gratitude, something that's very dear to my heart. Then there's pulling weeds, because the project is in the mirror. The project is in the mirror. Looking at a mirror that's over there, by the way. But it's in the mirror. It's me. That's the garden. I'm always working me. I'm always tending that. There's things in me that I'm like, oh, that was not good to do. Why did I say that? Why am I doing that? You know, it's always pulling weeds. It's always planting flowers. And we can breathe in that. And we can learn that we're living inside out. Inside out. Oh. Okay. So I have to stay on topic, guys. But these things really move me. Now you see why I share these things, because they really are a part of me. It's just my zone. But I want to stay on topic. Today is Inspirational Minutes with Danielle sharing a quote, which again I'll bring up here. When something bad happens, we have three choices. Let it define you, let it destroy you, let it strengthen you. So we've determined that when something happens. If we're always exercising gratitude, then really we're girding up our garden. We're making ourselves strong. We're putting in good seed and just good soil. We're working that. We're making it, really working our garden. And so when it happens, like that eagle, the eagles know storms come. The eagles know storms come. I like the traits of an eagle. They know storms come. So when they come, they use the strong winds to go higher. So now we have three choices. Let's move a little further down. So the first choice is let it define you. Let it define you. Now that one I don't care for so much, because to me it means that whatever I've walked through already, the days of my past, I can't go back and change that. It's over. It's been written. That chapter is put away. Nowhere to go back and erase it. And I can keep looking at it. I can keep reading it over, but it's done. There's nothing I can do, right? So I will not allow it to define me. Define me to me means that now this is what happened, and I've always been with this, and we're always doing that, and I'm always going through that. And this is not being judgmental. This is saying that I like to pull Band-Aids off. Now, let me stop here. This is a great place to tell you this. I am not providing answers. I am sharing a perspective. Again, I am not an expert, and I don't want to be. I'm just sharing a perspective, and my heart to you is like a buffet table. Just stop. It's a table full of good things. There's a podcast. There's a YouTube. There's a book. There's, you know, t-shirts and cups and all that good stuff out there. The reality is that you pick what fits you. But I'm not out to define people or judge people or determine who am I. I'm working my own soil. I'm working my own garden. But I want to share with you the things that I've experienced. And maybe someone can find on that buffet table something they can pick up, taste, try it out, and take it with them. That's the intent. That's what hashtag making gratitude contagious is all about. It's planting seeds. It's planting seeds, because whatever you plant will always grow. So defining you means that you can't change it. Don't allow you to get stuck in that box. It happened. So the question becomes, what can we do with it? It has happened in our life. What do we do with it? How can we stay healthy with it? How can we be a blessing to others with it? And, you know, sometimes somebody can come across your path. You don't have to go around starting an organization or a group or calling people up. I don't think this is not what I'm sharing. I'm saying that if you come across someone, you know, life will offer you an opportunity in a moment. It could be a small conversation at the credit union or the bank or, I don't know, getting gas. Somebody's at the pump and they just say something and having a hard day. It could be anything. And in that moment, if it's something you can relate to, you can share a small thing, whatever has helped you. Maybe you read something that day that was a help. You can help somebody else with that. So don't allow your past to define you. Don't allow moments, bad moments, to define you. You're not stuck there. What can you do with it? It's a daily work. No one said easy. No one said easy. No one said easy. Exercise. Exercising daily. Next one. Let it destroy you. Let it destroy you. That's a hard one. Because I think about destroy as people in dark rooms. You know, I don't know how I'm going to come out of this. This is hard. This is not an easy place for me. What do I do with this? This is really hard. What you're not going to do is just go into a room and lock the door. You're going to find help. You know, when I went through the things that I've had my share of valleys, even prior to what happened to my husband. But my husband was such a tsunami because it was in an instant. In an instant, my life changed. In an instant, it changed. Not, okay, well, he's, you know, someone's sick. We're working through this. We're praying. We're talking in an instant, okay? So having the things that were attached to that was a big deal. It wasn't some lightweight thing. And to know that story, that's found under the website helpingbuildbridgesacross.com under Living in My Truth. But this is about letting you know that from our heart that knows. I share that because it's from our heart that knows. From our heart that knows, a person who exercised love and exercised gratitude. I rob regret. How do you rob regret? Because you're daily living in moments. You're daily recognizing that even when you don't have anything good to say, peaceful silence can be good. So don't allow moments to destroy you. Don't allow something that's terrible to destroy you. Get the help you need. Work through those things. That comes with emotions. That comes with your faith, working those things out. All those things have to be worked out. When you catch your breath, when you've gotten your footing again, that's when you can then say, what can I do with this? And it doesn't have to always be a platform or a stage or a website or a YouTube. It could be just making a phone call. It can be just being available everywhere you go, grocery store, pharmacy, wherever your life takes you, you're available. You're available to those eyes that you had. You're available to see that heart. You're available to see that face that you had. You can see the face. You can see that those thoughts wandering. And you're just available. You're not walking up on people. You're not bothering people. Just available. So don't allow it to destroy you. And if you're a person that needs help, if you're currently in this weighted place, I encourage you to get the help that you need. If you have a local church, if you have a trusted friend that can direct you maybe some professional help that you trust. There's always a suicide helpline. Doesn't mean you're even having suicidal thoughts. Maybe it's so weighted that you just need someone to talk to who doesn't even know you. They're available 24 hours, 7 days a week. Don't hesitate. If you have life, you have purpose. Purpose means that someone somewhere needs you here. And if you are overwhelmed by these thoughts, get the help you need. Stop this tape now. Don't even look anymore. Go get the help you need. And my favorite, guys, is let it strengthen you. Something bad happens, let it strengthen you. My favorite. Because when you exercise gratitude, when you live in a place of you're always building up your perspective, always working inside out, you will be amazed that it will just show up. You don't even know what you need. One of my favorite quotes is, you don't know how strong you are until it's your only option. You don't know until it's your only option. So when you work something, when you're constantly doing something, it's like a baseball player, because my sons both played baseball at one point in their lives. I bring that up for a reason. They were constantly doing practices. You know, it was one game, but you're constantly practicing because it's a reflex. It's a reflex. You don't know what you need until it shows up. So when something hits you, then you realize all those things that you've planted, now they sprout up and they help you along. All right, guys, I'm going to close it here because I don't want to go too long. It's supposed to be Inspirational Minutes with Danielle. Thank you for being here. Thank you for traveling this unfamiliar journey with me. We're going to close out with the quote that we started with. When something bad happens, you have three choices. Let it define you, let it destroy you, let it strengthen you. And by the way, get connected. Subscribe, like, share, comment. My favorite is comment. I want to hear your voice. There's many voices in this community. Share yours. When something bad happens, what do? All right, guys, it's been Danielle. Thank you so much. Hashtag making gratitude contagious is our intent. Hashtag making gratitude contagious is always, always our intent. Danielle, Inspirational Minutes with Danielle. It's been the segment. And until next time, make it a great week. Take care.